Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need to worship him in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. Yes, I will. And I magnify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, man, open up your mouth and just thank God for who he is, amen. Thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. You just open your mouth and just thank him right now, amen. As we enter in this morning, amen. Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless the Lord this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Amen. And delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The Bible says the young lion lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Father God, we come thanking you on today. Father God, we thank you, God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength that coming from you. We thank you, Lord God, that you could have kept us and not ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law. We thank you for our salvation on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. We come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, you created all things, oh God, with your hands, and we just want to say thank you. We confess the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare in the past that we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural, and that will not be earthbound. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree in the crowd that the anointing of God breaks up every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
we magnify your name, Lord, as we enter in with all faith, believing and trusting you, O God. For all that we petition today in prayer, O God, that it will be done according to thy will in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, as we call upon you this day, O God, let healing take place on this line right now. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, O God, to those of us that need the healing on the line today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and increase our faith, O God, that we may receive a miracle of healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those that we petition for in prayer this morning, oh Lord, we come with all faith today. Hallelujah. We come with combined faith this morning, oh God, trusting your God. For your word says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the grid, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, have your way right now. Help us all, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. For this line is a wellspring, oh God, of thy blessing. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Filled to overflow with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, as we enter in right now, have your way. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And that we are going from glory to glory to glory. Wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And Father God, as we read your word this day, Lord, we ask that the scripture take root in us and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts this morning. Amen. Oh, Father God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We bless your holy name. We come to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Change us and make us more like you. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us and all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Good morning, family, good morning. Hallelujah, we thank God for this day. Another opportunity to come together in the name of Jesus. I will not be on the line long, but when I do have an appointment, I have to get out and drive some distance here this morning. So at 10:30, I have to get off the line exactly at 10:30 so I can prepare myself to go. So we just thank God for this opportunity he's given us once again to come together, knowing that God has kept us. We want to know how you're doing this morning. He'll call your name. And we want to know how you're being, how you're doing. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, family. Hey, Vernestine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you. I'm doing good, great, fine, blessed, and thankful every day of my life. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Ernestine, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, A Classy. How you doing and how you been? God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning. Thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. And I'm glad to hear you on the line this morning. I'll be praying for you for traveling grace. You say you got to leave at 10:30. So you have a blessed day.
Yes, Lord. You too. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Welcome, Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Dominica. God bless you. God keep you. God keep all of us. I love my family. I thank God for my family. My mom is sleeping in this morning, so she's doing good. She's doing good. We've had a wonderful, wonderful week, and I thank God for one more Saturday morning. To God be the glory.
Yes. God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. So good to hear your voice and knowing that God has kept us all here to come together one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May A.T. Rico have a blessed sleep, a peaceful sleep. Just wake up, restored, renewed, rejuvenated. Hallelujah. Filled with joy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am doing super great, blessed, and highly favored, and just sitting here thanking God for his grace and mercy, bringing us through another week. Praise his holy
Lord.
Name. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear you on the line today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how y'all been?
We're doing good. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing good. How are you, Mom?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
God bless you both. So good to hear y'all on the line this morning, knowing that God has kept us all here together one more time.
Yes.
It is such a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
such
amen.
A blessing.
Thank
God.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good because I'm alive today. God woke me up more than one time. I woke up about 3 or 4 times through the night.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep your mama. We love you. I thank God for
you. Love you, too.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. It's a blessing to be
good
on.
Good morning.
Again
good morning.
On Saturday morning. I'm doing great, and I thank God for that. I thank God for the prayer line. And Kim told me to tell the family members she would not be on the line this morning. She had something to do at her church. Thank God.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear you on the line today. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorita,
yes.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
I'm blessed this morning. I woke up to a beautiful sunshine today, and I've been doing good in my body. And I just going to tell you all, I called my Auntie Ruth May. And she told me she would, it was nice to see me again. And I thank the Lord. It brought tears to my eyes. She remembered
yes.
that she had seen me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It's so good to be on the line. So good to hear you this Saturday. Thank God for keeping us all here. I thank God for another opportunity to be here on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just share with y'all for a moment here. I'm doing fine, but I have a tendency to just get still and just see. I take time in life to just be still and see what all that God is doing. And
right,
not even I can't even begin to see the things that all that God has done in this world, this earth.
Yeah.
But the things that God has allowed me to see and just taking time to be still and just see how powerful and how awesome.
Yeah.
And just really not a word to describe the God that we serve that is able to do all things, the creator of all, in all, for all, that gives life. Amen. I'm talking about, I just take time to see, and I was watching the water, just watching the whales in the water. I mean, taking time, just looking at these things, not for what man wants you to see, but just seeing the creation of God and how God created all these things. And I was watching something, I don't know if it was Discovery something, but all the penguins that was walking around and the seals, and it was thousands of them. And the water just roaring and going, and the earth just, oh, my God. I began to cry because just to think that God loves me and cares enough about me. The Bible says that God gave man dominion over the earth. Remember, he gave, God gave control over all these things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God gave us control over all these things that we can tame. There are humans that are taming these, they call killer whales, to tame them. That's in the sea. Come on now. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying this morning. The God that we serve, all powerful, all creative God of all things, when you begin to understand who God is, you can't help but to cry to magnify the Lord, because there's nothing that no one can do, hallelujah, that God has already done. They can't add to it. They can't take away from it. And when you realize that God is in control and who we really serve, amen, you will have a trembling in your body, amen. The fear of the Lord will come upon you. If you really know who God is, you will begin to live a different type of life. You won't be so concerned about the things of this world and possessing all these things.
Yeah.
If you really understand who God is, fear come over you. I'm just, the fear of not being with him. I'm not saying, you know, fearing, but the fear of not being with him and not having God on your side. My Lord, my God, I look here.
Yo.
I guess it's just me. You know, when I take a breath, when I breathe the air that God supplies for me, and realize there's nothing that man have given me but God. When I wake, hallelujah, I don't. I'm doing good this morning. Glory to God. I'm doing better than good. Amen. Amen. I have, you know, if you just take the time to just get still and just see and just look at the goodness of the Lord. When you see the trees and the grass and the air and knowing it's nothing that you did, you did not supply the seed. The Bible said he said that God supplied the seed to the sower. It's nothing that man created. Man didn't create the seed. God created the seed and gave it to man. My Lord, my God. Anyway, I'm excited because when I just sat back, when I got still and just took time to just see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yeah. It just took me back. I began to cry because I'm just like, oh my God. Anyway, I'm going to keep on moving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You'll look at life differently. I'm telling you, your situation and your circumstances in which you'll look at things differently. You won't be so eager to see how much more money I can get, how much more food I can get, how many more phone calls, people I can talk about, how many places I can go to, how many things I can accumulate. No, I'm telling you, at the end of it all, if you don't have a relationship with God and you don't begin to set your things on the things above and not on earth, amen, you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost.
Thank you, Father.
And I just pray that we all seek God more, that we all seek his face, that we all, you know, seek him instead of things and what can I possess more, but seeking God and making him priority over everything in your life. Glory to God. That is my prayer for today. I'm not going to keep us on the line. God said, just get on the line. I just thank God for the using. I started a new job, and it doesn't pay a lot of money, but that's what God has for me to be. It's with Christian Care Ministry.
Okay.
So I'm doing the work of God for God's people. It's a work to do, but at the same time, it's a company that is faith-based. And they don't just hire anybody. You have to be a believer. And they don't just hire anybody to be on to have their services unless you're a believer, and you have to live that life of Christ. And so I just thank God for the opportunity, and that's the place where I want to be, is where God can use me, and God gets all glory and honor. And so, family, I love you all. Thank you all so much. I'm going to pray. If you have a particular prayer petition on this morning, you can let me know, and I'll pray it, because like I said, at 10:30, I'm going to have to get off the line, but I want to give us our scripture, and then I'll pray us out. So if you have a prayer petition, I'll call your name. Just, you know, give it to me. If not, I'm just going to pray a collective prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to move and just pray for intercede in the name of Jesus. So, Aunt Bernestine, do you have a prayer petition this morning?
Just pray for the whole world. Just pray for the whole world.
Amen. That's absolutely it. The whole world. That includes all of us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale.
My prayer petition is for my granddaughter Zuri, who is off to college, and I pray that God just protects her and keeps her from all hurt, harm, and danger. And my prayer is for you. All is well. Thank God for the job. Good all the time.
Amen.
Do the work. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. All right, Cousin Bonnie and Vera.
Just, I pray for everyone that's on the line and our family. Amen. Anything you want to pray for you for, Mom?
Just pray for me, my health and strength. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Cousin Earlene.
Amen. I'm gonna piggyback on Bernestine and classes.
All right,
pray for the whole world. Because these are some difficult days we're living in, and everybody
Amen. We come in agreement. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And Eliza James.
Pray for the whole world because so much bad stuff is going on now.
Amen.
Just this week, this lady left her 6-month-old baby in the car while she went to work. And the baby is gone. The world needs her. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Mama, tell Mama.
Amen. My prayers is continue healing for the.
Can't hear you, Mama.
Can't hear me.
There you go. Can hear you now.
Can't hear me. Oh, I'm the fucker.
Yeah, go ahead.
I pray for healing for all of us that need healing. I pray for the nation because we need it. This world is so crooked. It's not the world, the people in the world is crooked. So I pray for, you know, Lord, rain down on your land because we need you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for your strength.
Amen.
Do what the Lord has for you. Continue praying for us on Saturdays and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Dorita.
We all on one accord. We asking for a prayer for the whole world and pray for our kids that went back to school that they be protected. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for answer prayers this morning. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give our scripture reading. I'm going to go straight into prayer. Then I'm going to have to get off the line. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the petition and prayer by faith. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 and 6, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What the Bible is saying, family, hallelujah, is that in the previous verses, Apostle Paul wrote about our old sinful nature. Here, Apostle Paul emphasizes that we do not need to live any longer under sin's power. The penalty of sin and its power over us were miraculously destroyed by Christ on the cross. Amen. Through faith in Christ, we stand acquitted. Amen. Or not guilty before God. God does not take us out of the world or make us robots. We will still feel like sinning, and sometimes we will sin. The difference is that before we became Christians, we were dead in sin and were slaves to our sinful nature. But now we are alive with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, because of Christ's resurrection, we know that our bodies will also be raised from the dead and that we have been given the power to live as Christians now.
Yes.
These ideas are combined in Apostle Paul's image of sitting with Christ in the heavenly places. Our eternal life with Christ is certain because we are united in his powerful victory. Lord, we thank you for your word on today. And Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And it is our prayer today that we all be the doers of your word, Heavenly Father. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that all that's on the line today and all that's been petitioned in prayer, oh Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we ask right now that you will purge the wicked out the land, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that peace come upon the land right now, that you will rain down on this land right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ the Blessed. Lord, we ask that you help those that you have placed in position, oh God. We pray for the world leaders that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God, that they will let your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ the Blessed. And Father God, those that are not operating according to your will, oh God. Lord, we ask that you uproot them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the land right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers the land. Hallelujah. Purge the land of the wicked. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith on this side today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we pray your help on today,
thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, help your children, oh God, for we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up Zuri right now, oh God. We pray her protection, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your hedge of protection be around, oh God. Lord, we pray that she have favor with you, Lord God, and with mankind. In the mighty name name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would keep, oh, God, hallelujah. Help her stay focused, oh, God. We pray that you would call her nigh to you this day, oh, God, that she may receive you, oh, God, that she would operate according to Christ, that she would live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we pray for all that's on the line today, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for wholeness and newness of life, oh, God. Lord, that you would strengthen us right now, oh, God, in our bodies, oh, God, in our minds, in our spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we will hunger for you, oh, God. Hallelujah. That we will thirst for righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help on today. My Lord, my God, and all that are needing the healing on the line today, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let healing take place right now. Lord, we know you to be a healer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied, oh God. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, oh God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would incubate us in the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every anti-power bondage in our life, break right now and be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever the devil has put limitations that we will not have the power of God on our life. We break those limitations right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, protect those in our family, oh God. We pray for our children as they go back to school. Lord, we pray that your hedge of protection be around them, oh God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you restore prayer in the schoolhouse, amen, that you restore prayer in the homes, amen, that you restore prayer in the workplaces, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will seek you first, amen, before anything else, hallelujah, that our children will seek you, that our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, amen, will seek you first. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Holy Spirit, go before us this day, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank
Lord, we
you,
give
Father.
It all over to you right now for eternity in the name of Jesus Christ. For all belongs to you. For all is in your hands. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I ask that you fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill each of us with all the fruit of your Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill us all right now, oh God, and all in our family, oh God, and all we pray for today with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us right now with your anointing and presence, and to fill us and, hallelujah, fill us with your peace, character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that eyes have not seen, or ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men all that you have planned for us, for we are your children, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we stand in your word, as you said to Jeremiah, to give us a hope in the future, amen, to give us an expected end. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We walk in expectancy because we have faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight, trusting your God for all things, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that this be the set time, oh God, that you release your favor upon the life, hallelujah, of your children. And we are your children. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your hallelujah. We thank you for all the good things in our life, Lord God, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence, the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole, and in your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan, amen, that we may have a full life and enjoy and have it in abundance to overflowing. Lord, we thank you for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Oh, Lord, when you bless, oh, God, bless us. When you multiply, oh, God, multiply us with thy goodness and thy favor in the name of Jesus Christ. We can't thank him up again until we thank him. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We deafen the ears of the evil. Listen, they will not be able to speak no evil upon this family. Hallelujah. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit or in the natural. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory over the enemy right now and over every area of our life. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by faith there will be no more setbacks, no more sickness, no more disease, no more ache, pain, or discomfort. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, no more missed opportunities. Hallelujah. No more interceptions. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for victory belongs to Jesus. And because we're in Christ and Christ is in us, we are victorious. We're more than conquerors, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we give it all over to you right now, God. We thank you for answered prayers on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers, Lord God, all that we prayed, all that we have not prayed. Father God, for your word says that you always know what we need before we ask. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, move on us and in us right now. Move on us and in us. We command every evil spirit, anything that is, hallelujah, operating in us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our bloodline. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance right now. Lord, we ask right now that we may receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. And by faith we receive it. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace and mercies right now, that as we go out on today and those of us that will, as I leave out this morning, oh God, thank you that you're with me. Thank you that you're with us and camping your angels around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about and all who we pray for today and all that's in our hearts. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us.
Yes.
And we thank you for it, Lord. And we
thank
fill
you,
this
Lord.
Prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. God bless you, family. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I love you. I thank God for you. I'm trusting God that we'll be back together on next Saturday. Those of us that live in Houston, if you have time on tomorrow, I'll be preaching at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church. Or I think I have everybody's phone number that's here in Houston. I'll text you if you can come out. I'll be there 11 a.m. bringing the word of God forward. So God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed one. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace to know that you are favorite of the Lord God Most High. May you prosper by his mighty hand and come to understand that he is for you and not against you. Let this day, this week, this month, this year, hallelujah, be a time where God's hand, full of divine favor, reach into every area of your life, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And may you walk in his divine abundance. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. You have a blessed day in the Lord. I love you all.
I love you too. Have a good week, everybody.
Oh, I want to see
hallelujah.
Him look upon me. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll